Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 111. Rise and Thrive, Crushing the Snooze Button and Unleashing the Miracle Morning Magic. I am currently reading the book, The Miracle Morning. This is the updated and expanded edition. The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 a.m. by Al Elrod. And this book has sold over 2 million copies. So, I mean, I've heard about The Miracle Morning for a while. And I decided this year, this is the year that I would take it seriously. I would read the book and apply it. I've read about a couple of chapters. And I am here to share it with you so that you can start crushing the snooze button too, right? It is so important as we discuss what we do in the morning, all right? I believe that you are a morning warrior. I know not too many of us are early risers. I understand that. But there is a magic that happens when you wake up early and you get so much things done that you feel like, wow, you are a superhero, really. So we're going to unlock your potential, okay, in this episode. We're going to help you to begin to think about how much you can get done, how much can you learn, how much can you change, how much can you truly accomplish. According to the author, this could be life-changing. Not this could be, this will be life-changing if you actually put it into practice. So we're going to dive into the world of mornings, the elusive snooze button, and the miraculous transformation that can happen when you conquer the first moments of your day. And it is so important to really capture that moment when you just get up, because it will inform everything that happens throughout the rest of the day. In chapter 1 of The Miracle Morning, Al Elrod takes us on a journey of personal resilience and triumph. He shares how miracle morning routine began, the catalyst for positive change in his life. Okay, today we are breaking down the key takeaways, starting with the concept of mornings as a powerful force of transformation. Again, if you have any idea how he got started, I mean, he had a life-altering, devastating accident where he broke 11 bones in his body, and he was told he would never walk again. I mean, everything he knew changed. I'm not doing this service by saying it the way that I'm saying it, but I'm telling you, the man went through hell and back, but he was able to find a reason to continue because he saw in his parents how they dealt with loss. They lost a child and they were able to turn that pain into purpose. So he decided that he would do that. And it didn't take long before he was able to do that. And then he had another tragedy of debt. He was losing his house. He was on the verge of bankruptcy. And he was able to use the miracle morning to turn his life around. And I believe you can do the same too, especially at the beginning of the year. This is a time that we are receptive to changing our lives. And I think this is a simple thing we can start doing, waking up early, maybe an hour earlier than you usually wake up. And there are some practices you're gonna put into place. All right. So picture this. You wake up and instead of stumbling through the morning, you seize it. The lifesaver's routine, which include silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing becomes your daily arsenal. It's not just a routine, it's a ritual that sets the stage for a day of triumph. And I don't know about you, but not a lot of people like to sit in silence and meditate and really be and hear the heartbeat and hear their breathing. And not a lot of people want to do that. But a lot of that helps to calm you, to get you to know yourself, to get you to get into yourself. How many times do we say we're going to say those affirmations? Okay, maybe we start saying them for a day or two and then we stop. What about visualization, which we know is a key to really accomplishing success? What do we do? Do we use it? No, we probably do it a couple of times and then we let go of it. Exercise. We know exercise is as effective as medication. But do we do it? No, we don't. Because, you know, it's not easy, right? We don't make it easy. We don't make it enjoyable. We feel like it's a chore. But imagine doing 10 minutes of exercise every day once you get up as part of that life-saving routine that you do in the morning. Reading. A lot of us, we know reading is fundamental because we need to work on our personal development in order to become the best version of ourselves. But do we read? No, we don't. We watch TV instead, right? But imagine reading and learning something new every day that can transform your life. This is what you can do with this morning routine. And scribing, which is writing in a journal. How many journals do you have sitting around empty? Maybe you wrote in it 1 or 2 days, maybe a week, maybe a month, if that journal is lucky. But after that, guess what? You stop. But imagine if you develop a routine, a miracle morning routine, where you get up and you actually do these things every single day. And of course, over time, you can tailor it to your own needs. You know, once you master it and you know what you're going to do, you can definitely tailor it to your own needs and do it whenever you want, for however long you want. What I've learned by reading this book is that so many of the people who practice it, they started doing it for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and then they realized, I can use more of this. Some of them dedicate 2 hours to getting it done in the morning. And then they realize that they are more productive, more alert, more joyful, more grateful, and more energetic all day long. They are able to accomplish a whole lot more than usual. It is life-changing. So I think we have to take that very seriously, because if we want to make the changes, and that's one of the things that Al really talk, you know, a lot about in the book, is that we often recognize that we need to make changes in our life. But what we fail to do each and every time is to put in the work. We have to put in the work to make the changes. We cannot keep doing the same thing that we have been doing all along and expect our lives to change. No, it's not going to change. That is insanity, right? We have to change our behavior. We have to change the way we think, because our thoughts become the things that we think about. Imagine that. Isn't that scary when you think about it? Your thoughts become the things you think about. They are things. Your thoughts are things, right? You've heard of The Secret, right? So your thoughts are things. So if you think about what you are thinking about, that could be a little scary. We don't want those things to come true. We don't want them to be in reality. So in order for us to change that, we have to change our thinking. We have to change what we put in our mind. We have to think about what we consume. We have to think about what we want to become and what we want to put in there. That is the work that we must do. And at first, it will be uncomfortable to wake up an hour earlier than usual. But as you see the benefits you get from it, you will want to put in even more time, right? So in chapter two, he talks about the snooze button, right? So the snooze button is very important. We've all been there where we keep hitting that snooze button over and over and over again. Hitting that snooze button thinking we're stealing an extra moments of sleep. But as Elrod puts it, the snooze button is the villain in our mornings, holding us back from greatness. Because basically, when you keep hitting that snooze button, you are saying that you don't want to live your life. You're not excited about getting up. There's really no excitement about getting up, so you would rather sleep. You would rather sleep. But if you had some excitement to look forward to, something incredible to do, you would get up as soon as that alarm rang. As a matter of fact, I mean, I've been getting up early for a while now. I don't even need the alarm to get up. My body just wakes me up. My body just wakes me up. All right? So let's stop making the excuses And let's start going for the mind shift. Let's start really giving ourselves compelling reasons to ditch the snooze button. It's time to redefine your relationship with the morning. No more grogginess, okay? No more procrastination. We have to embrace the power of early hours and turning them into a launch pad for success. I understand right now, I mean, it's all about the discipline. I mean, some people, hardly anybody is an early riser. I mean, we train ourselves to be. But you know what? You can get a whole lot done when you get yourself out of your comfort zone. So I wanted to really share this with you because I think this is important. Again, the routine consists of the lifesavers. That is silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And this book, less than $20, you can get the book. If you are interested, I can put the link in the show notes so that you can get access to it. But this is a great investment in your future right here. This book alone, if you concentrate on it the entire year, you will definitely save your life, transform your life forever and ever. I'm only on the second chapter, but I will be sharing with you as we go. All right. So as always, I thank you so much for listening. I hope you were able to get a nugget in the last 10 minutes so that you can start applying to your life and you can start seeing some changes, some successful changes in your life. All right. I appreciate you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, share it on social media, and leave us a 5-star rating and review. I so much appreciate you. And as always, I want to remind you, you can do anything you set your mind to. Until next time.